The Port Authority is announcing an extreme makeover, the biggest one ever, for the George Washington Bridge. Let's go to the newsline now for the executive director of the Port Authority, Pat Foy. Well, Pat, she's 80 years old. Visually, she looks great. What's wrong with her?
Well, Wayne, the bridge is 81. It is the busiest bridge in the world. Carries 100 million people a year, 300,000 commuters back and forth across the Hudson each day. And the years have begun to take their toll. While the bridge is structurally sound, the Port Authority Board of Commissioners has announced a total investment in the George Washington Bridge that is going to aggregate $1.5 billion over a period of years. Last week, the board announced a series of investments that will total in excess of $460 million, beginning with rehabilitation of the 178th and 179th Street bus ramps, planning work for the rehabilitation of the Center Avenue and Lemoyne Avenue bridges, and then planning for rehabilitation of the bridge's lower level. Daily commuters probably already know that rehabilitation of the upper level roadway deck is underway and has been for some number of months. So given the age of the bridge, the importance to the region, and the fact that it accommodates 100 million New Yorkers and residents of New Jersey and other places, each year, the Port Authority Board of Commissioners authorized these significant investments in this 81-year-old facility.
Well, this really is a total makeover. I know there's also planned work eventually on the suspension cables and all of that. What about drivers? A lot of us who want to who go across the bridge every day want to know, is it going to slow us down?
Well, look, Wayne, we're going to do everything we can to first communicate clearly delays, where they will occur, when they will occur, duration, etc. Our team of engineers and people in the TB&T division, which operates and is the steward of the George Washington Bridge, are going to do everything they can to minimize delays. But I'm going to be frank with you and your listeners. Over the next period of months and years, there will be delays as the three projects that I just described are rolled out, and as planning and implementation work of the suspender cable project, which is $1 billion in its own right, is planned for and then implemented.
So can you guys do the work at night, or is it something that was going to require weekends and daytime?
We're going to do as much of it as we can in off hours as we can to minimize delays to the region. Obviously, a bridge that carries 100 million people annually is critical to the region's economy, so we're totally focused on that. So as much of the work as possible is going to be done in off hours, but to be candid, there will be delays, and we're going to do our best in both minimizing those and communicating clearly when they occur and how long they'll continue.
And these are our toll dollars at work, right?
Well, or $9.50 if you've got Easy Pass. And one message we've got is for all commuters on all of our bridges and tunnels to use Easy Pass wherever possible, and frankly, to use Easy Pass in the off hours when it is less expensive. But Easy Pass, frankly, is part of the answer to both saving money. It's good for the environment because it minimizes exhaust fumes from delays of cars in toll plazas. And it's also, frankly, a cost saver for the Port Authority. So it's a triple win across the board.
And all this work gets wrapped up when, do we think?
Well, the work on the upper roadway is underway, has been for some number of months. The planning work on the cables, which the Port authorized planning funds in December of last year, is underway now. And this work will continue for the total $1.5 billion investment will continue for some number of years. Upper roadway, we expect, will be largely completed next year. But this work will continue over the next several months and years. And obviously, $1.5 billion investment is going to take some time to invest properly.
That's the Port Authority's Executive Director, Patrick Foy. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Wayne. Take care.